I am here with two fantastic young people who are ready to give their opinions on something called voluntourism. This is when people travel to another country, usually a country much poorer than their own, and volunteer for a short time. So, Beth, this sounds like a good thing. What's the problem?
Hi there, Rupa, and thanks for having me on your show. Well, there are actually a lot of problems with voluntourism. One of them is that some volunteers do it just so they can look good.
Look good?
Yes, maybe on social media or for when they write university or job applications. These are not good reasons to volunteer for something.
I hadn't thought of it like that. It sounds a bit dishonest if that is the reason. Tao, hi there. You are thinking about volunteering abroad. Does what Beth says make you doubt your decision?
Hello, Rupa. I know what Beth means, but I think most people are sincere when they say they want to help others. It might also make you feel good, but I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Beth?
There's nothing wrong with it, but you have to be very careful not to make things worse. Some volunteers do work they aren't trained for and take jobs away from local people. Sometimes they go to make friends and play with younger children. But the volunteers are only there for a short time. Imagine how the children feel when the volunteers leave. Miserable.
We haven't spoken about the environmental impact of all that travel either. Tao, what's your opinion?
Well, people already travel to go on holidays. Can those holidays help local people? I believe that the more people connect with others across the world, the more we can learn about each other's cultures and believe in each other. I don't think it's ridiculous to say that this will help us as we try to keep peace in our world. Don't you think so, Beth?
I completely agree, Tao, and there are some international charities that work to connect people. But there are also some organizations that have been created just to take volunteers' money. The volunteers think they are doing something good, but really their work and money don't help the community. It makes me furious.
Yes, there have been some news stories about that.
That's right. And the big problem in all those cases, in my opinion, was that the volunteer organizations had all the power and money. They made all the decisions. I know one volunteer who worked in a rural village to dig a well so the locals could have water and not walk to the river each day. Sounds great, right?
Well, yes, actually.
I know, but on his last day there, he asked a busy mum who lived in the village if she was happy about it. She didn't want to tell him at first, but they talked and in the end she told him. She enjoyed the walks to the river with other mums. They chatted about important things and made decisions together on those walks. He felt really awkward. He had thought he was helping, but if his organization had let the community be more involved before the project, maybe he could have been doing something else, something really beneficial.
Well, that's a really interesting point. I think what I've learnt today is that these things are complicated and we need to think about ourselves, the world and others before we decide to volunteer in a different country. Thanks to both of you.